Now, time is on the wing, especially for people who love their targa, the Great Barrier Reef, because we're heading into August, and when you're in August, guess what? It's only a month away. We're talking about September 2-5. Now, this is really, there's a great little story here. This is really interesting. Now, targa is offering Far North Queenslanders the opportunity to get close to $2.5 million worth of these vehicles by volunteering to be part of the action. I love this story because there's a couple here. They're named Wayne and Donna Campbell. They're in Redlinch. They've been volunteering for Targa Great Barrier Reef since its inception back in 2018. They've enjoyed it so much. Have a listen. They also travelled to Tasmania to help out there for 2 years in a row. It's a lovely story. Anyway, this year the Campbells will be trackers, where they write down the number of the cars at the start line, radio the numbers through to the finish line to ensure each driver has made it safely to the end. They're volunteers. Now, Mark Perry is looking for more volunteers. So please listen. He's on the line here somewhere. Chief Executive Targa Australia. Mark Perry, good morning.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Isn't this a great story? Aren't the Campbells terrific?
Yes, and that was a great thing with the event coming there. We, in the first year, trained literally hundreds of people. It was important that we had local community involvement. We didn't want to bring everybody out of Tasmania, obviously. So it's been really the side benefit to the event. And with expansion, just comes more people. So that's why we're with street stages and all that coming to the event for the first time. They're very resource heavy, so we need help.
Do you know, when I think of Targa, I think of those little villages, those little communities up on the tablelands when the competitors were going through, and out came everybody because it was party time, welcoming people to town. That's a big event. And they're so welcoming, aren't they, those country people in the little villages? And out came the musicians getting together, and people said it was there was live entertainment everywhere in every street corner. Just wonderful.
And it's a family, the key thing is you don't need to be a motorsport expert. We'll give you all the training, everything you need. You don't need to know anything about cars, really, to be an official. And you get a cap and a couple of other things from us and water and all the rest of being part of the event. But the key, you get to be part of the Targa family. We have a big barbecue at the Cairns Showgrounds on Saturday after the event, literally 100, and you bring all your families along. It's not just, you bring everyone along, and, we have a cracking day there straight after the event. You meet a whole heap of new friends and those that have got involved, like the Campbells, like I said, have come to Tasmania now. They just feel very part of the Targa family. Mm. So, if you're looking for something to do and meet some new people in Cairns, then we've got the opportunity for you to do so.
Now, you need about 100 for various roles, such as...
Well, ideally we need officials out on the course to come and help us every day. So that is the trackers and all the rest of it. And we need officials at what we call road closures. So on the street stage, if I use Innisfail, an example, hence why we're reaching out down there pretty hard, is every corner on that little stage we're running requires 4 or 6 people. And that's obviously to keep people safe and keep the course closed. Mm. And we use people and cars to do that. So those new stages, same with the showgrounds, they've become very resource heavy. Hence why we didn't do them in the early years. We wanted to make sure that we had a base of officials in place, so we thought, let's get through a few years. COVID obviously had a bit of impact on that, and people who have been coming to this event from, say, New South Wales right now can't come, and doesn't look like New South Wales will be able to come, unfortunately, the way it's tracking down there. So there's opportunity for just a lot more people to get involved, but we're open to what anybody wants to do. Any way they can help us, we've got a big finish at Fogarty Park, so it is really just liaising with people, getting the cars in and out of spots, all those quiet, traffic management type things where you just get engaged. Mm. And we'll give you, and it's actually, there's a bit of a typo in the article, it should actually say $25 million worth of cars. We'll give you a close-up look. And then the following Saturday, we have a lot of those cars come and the drivers to say thanks to all the officials that have helped us out.
$25 million worth of cars. That just, it says here 2.5. There you go. I did probably read that. Mm. $25 million worth. That doesn't surprise me, given that I was at a function on Saturday night. 5 couples. 4 of the 5 blokes were competing. I was the only one not competing. 3 were working flat out on their cars to make them move more quickly and more efficiently. And the other one went and bought one. And the other 3 said, oh, that's cheating.
We always said the economic return is hard to quantify, isn't it? What happens outside of the Otago Great Barrier Reef, obviously it's pretty obvious when we're on, but it's all the things that happen either side of it and all around it. So, so get in touch. We've got the details there, John, and we've got officials on the ground to help train and be a part of the Otago family. We're pretty entrenched up there now, as we are on the other two locations, and if you want to be a part of it, and it's Father's Day on the Sunday, so again, if you're looking for something to do with Dad, well, a close-up view of a whole heap of beautiful Otago cars is you could probably do worse on the day, and it won't cost you a cracker to do it.
Yeah. Now, in fact, I was talking to Linda Tuck yesterday, but not about the cavalcade of cars. Tell me about that. Do people need to get involved early to be part of the cavalcade, or leave it till later? What's the go?
Well, we're working on a Friday, which is, the Friday sort of is not ideal for locals and their cars, obviously, and just with everything else coming into the event this year, it was really the only place we could put it to make Innisfail work and the Cairns Showgrounds work, and we've got all these amazing things coming into the event. The cavalcade sort of, we'd love to have done that on the weekend, but with Targa Fest being moved to Sunday as part of the finish at Fogarty Park and all those sort of changes we've made to the event, the cavalcade will happen on Friday afternoon. And, again, just reach out to the office or Linda, obviously, everyone seems to know her on the ground. She's very popular up there. Either. But, if you've got something nice, and we're really targeting sort of not Targa cars, more those hot rods, street machine type cars to be a part of that, just to sort of broaden the show a little bit and give people a look at different types of cars, because obviously Targa cars are a certain type of car, and there's plenty of T-bucket Fords and old convertibles and all those sorts of things that people like to look at as well.
So people contact you online, or how do you prefer?
Yeah, just come through info@targa.com.au, so it's as simple as a note, and we'll pick that up straight away and get back in touch.
Excellent. Good on you, Mark. Thank you. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, John.
It's coming up just around the corner, and lots of people just love it. He's the CEO of Targa Australia, Mark Perry, and the time is coming up to 6 to 11.